My name is Lieutenant Colonel retired Jason D. Bolt, CRNA, United States Air Force. And I've earned the right to speak without a mask. I'm not putting it up. I'm putting it up my lip.
Please,
I served 21 years,
put the mask
twice in Afghanistan.
Please put the mask. Please put the mask up. Thank you.
Can I have my clock restarted, please? Can I have my clock restarted? Can I have my clock restarted, please? Put it back to. Please restart my
go ahead
clock.
Mark, go ahead and restart the clock for the gentleman.
Respectfully. Thank you. Okay. Let me start over.
Go ahead.
My name for the record is Lieutenant Colonel Jason Bolt, CRNA, United States Air Force, retired. I served 21 years, twice in Afghanistan, with forward surgical teams, and now work at a large medical center. I have expertise in saving lives, even with my own at risk. I will provide you firsthand account about the fear of COVID. Americans should never sacrifice their liberty to live in a nation of safety. Here are the boots on the ground assessment, contradictory to Dr. Alonzo. COVID-19 survival rate, 99.8%, 100% for children since April 2020. 50 pediatric ICU admissions admitted for COVID or COVID-related illnesses. 5 were less than 12 years of age. PICU bed status was 12%, stagnant. 10 children were intubated. 3 were only treated with remdesivir. Kids don't get sick. Kids don't need vaccines. And it's absolutely unjustified to use masks. Regular masks, they do not protect. COVID and aerosolized nerve gases like sarin are 200 to 1,000 times smaller than the pores of a surgical mask. Take a regular mask, go into a gas chamber. A few vapors, you'll be coughing and vomiting. Yet you muzzle our kids, you impede their God-given natural right to breathe freely. I can't even breathe through this piece of shit. Excuse me. As an airway expert, I know life is a balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide. Brain impairment and death happen without it. Additionally, exhaled air is warm. This is harmful to our kids, and you've heard that before. Fact, OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, does not set standards for child-sized masks or respirators. You have no right to mask children. Fact, your board refuses state-level education change of command and the governor's ideology, and you use science to try to back, but yet you have no proof. Moreover, Dr. Fenoy, you are appointed and not anointed. You sent out a mass decree on May 13th with a letter that projects your authority, but yet you remain insubordinate to the science. One additional comment. The school board recently adopted an equity statement. Why? Your only job is education, not indoctrination. Attention board members. Our nation is a republic. We are the people. We have a voice. Our votes are our weapons, and we will use them in 2022 and beyond. We in the military, our blood, our sweat is the equity. It is courage, character, not color, not gender, that makes this nation great. Working Americans are united. We are not divided. Stop trying to incite division among us. We are Americans first, and we will be free always!
Alexia Bolt, Cindy Faculty.